This is something special for you.
You're listening to Cougar Sports with Ben Criddle on ESPN 960, Utah County's sports station.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. African Bambaataa bringing us back for the 5 o'clock segment. And we have, I'm surrounded by greatness. Chad Lewis would be proud of me. I have the voice of the Cougars on the Cougar IMG Sports Network, Greg Rubel, the professional, the Canuck of the Cougars. I have Jennifer Rockwood, the head coach for the women's soccer team down at BYU. And we all know that the second most popular sport down at BYU is the women's soccer team, at least according to BYU football players. I'll tell you that much right now. Also, Elena Medeiros, not Elena, Elena. Elena. Elena Medeiros. Junior midfielder, attack mid-center, excuse me, third on the team in goals. Five goals last season. This is awesome. We got some great news that we want to drop, but first, I want to kick it to the sound. 960 This is huge news. BYU women's soccer will be on our airwaves. It's the second year in which Greg Rubel, the voice of the Cougars, has done the play-by-play and the production for this with the great team there at Cougar IMG Sports Network. Greg, now you're going to be on ESPN 960, and more and more people here in Utah Valley and around the country are going to be able to watch this phenomenal women's soccer team that has been elite year in and year out, and we're extremely excited. How are you feeling right now?
Well, you know, I've been your guest before, of course, on the show, and that's always been fun. It'll be nice to be an even more regular presence on the station, but it is all about the women's soccer team and expanding the audience for this great program. For many years, they built it up, from the ground, laying the groundwork with just results that put them in the top 25 every year, put them in the NCAA tournament every year. The fans have responded. The Southfield attendance numbers have been phenomenal since they brought even more stands in. And so it's natural that there should be more coverage for this program. And we're super stoked about getting it out again to a wider audience. And I couldn't be more happy than to be doing it for a second straight year.
Jen, step up to the mic. You've been the head coach now for how many years? I mean, when I was down there, you were putting together phenomenal soccer teams. You were very competitive then. Now you've taken it to the next level. How are you feeling right now as far as the head coaching is concerned and this the potential of this next season?
Well, I couldn't be more excited, certainly to start this partnership up with ESPN 960 and having Greg with us last year and carrying over to this year even more. I mean, it's just huge. There's so many kids and people playing soccer right now. Utah's really embraced the sport, and we're just fortunate to be riding along with that. But really excited about the season coming up and the support that we have. We just feel really fortunate right now and really excited to see what we can do on the field.
When you started as the head coach down at BYU, did you envision your team being this popular? The sellout crowds, people just really grasping a hold of the message and the brand of women's soccer down at BYU.
Yeah, we certainly had a vision, but it has certainly exceeded the vision that we originally had when I first came out here to go to school at BYU about 20, well, I won't say how long ago.
You don't want to divulge that.
1985, a long time ago. It wasn't even in the high school yet. And so to see the growth and the level of play of these, you know, the female soccer players, it's just been tremendous. And to go from carrying chairs in my car to put up on the field and doing our own PA and making our own media guides and all that stuff, to the level that we're taking care of and support at the university is just tremendous.
Elena Medeiros, you've been a phenomenal soccer player for the women's team the last few years. Last year, you really stepped up, third on the team in goals. Now you're an upperclassman. Now you're a leader of this team. You know how when you look at that schedule, very difficult. A lot of Pac-12 teams, a lot of great soccer teams on the schedule. You scared? You nervous? You excited?
Definitely excited. Just looking at our schedule and just counting down the days till we get to step on the field again as a team and go after that national championship. It's exciting.
What's the difference with this team as opposed to maybe the last 2 years that you played?
Well, as everyone knows, last year we were super young and inexperienced, probably one of the most inexperienced teams. But I think this year, as we've been training hard on the off season and we had such a great spring season, it's just momentum moving us into the fall, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this team.
Greg, how many times are we going to be able to hear your voice as you break down the talent of this team? How many times this season are we going to be able to listen to you?
Well, hopefully you get a lot of goal calls. last year we had a good part of the 47 they actually scored. We're going to have, the way it looks right now, if you want to include the blue-white game, which is intra-squad, and the Arizona exhibition, you're looking at a chance for 21 matches before they get into postseason. And of those, we're looking at probably about 18 right now. The only matches we won't call would be because of a BYU football game, say, on the same day. I might be at the Big House in Michigan or hosting a game here in Provo. So if there's not a direct conflict with football, we'll be on the air with women's soccer. And so the way it looks right now, maybe upwards of 18 of the 21 before you get into the postseason. And that's up from last year. We did, I think, 13 broadcasts last year, including exhibitions. So we've added the number of games. And that, of course, makes me a lot happier as well to get even more of those games and goal calls in. And once this thing got rolling last year, it was something to behold. They had one win in the first six matches. And then the goals and the wins came in kind of an onslaught. And it propelled them all the way to a third consecutive WCC championship. That's another thing. This is a championship program. They've gone to this new league, which is a great soccer league, by the way. Jen will tell you how respected the WCC is nationally, and they've gone on and won it, three straight years. And Coach won't say this, but I will. This is her 21st season as a D1 head coach at BYU. You know, those previous 20, 16 have ended in the NCAA tournament. That's a phenomenal run of success. And so you're talking about one of the best coaches in the game with one of the best programs in the West and the country. And so it's a great time to have even a bigger audience for this team.
Talk about the model of the consistency that you have built with your coaching staff there. I mean, 16 times in 21 years. We can brag all we want about, the basketball stats and the football stats, and we try to do that on our airwaves. But I don't know if we can even match that consistency and that elite nature. So how have you been able to build that?
Well, I appreciate all that. One thing I think smart coaches try and do is surround themselves with some really great people, and I've been able to do that. I have a tremendous staff that's been with me for a long time. Chris Watkins, Alicia Rose, Jenny Smith, got Mackenzie Olson. I've got a great crew around me and such tremendous support from the university with our administration and everything. And, we just love BYU. All of us were BYU grads. We all played BYU soccer. I think we're probably one of the only Division I teams in the country where the entire staff are alumni and graduates of the school. So we love BYU, and we want kids to come to BYU because of what a great school it is. And soccer is kind of a bonus on top for these kids. And so, again, there's no other place I'd rather be because of the opportunity to recruit such amazing young women. People like Elena and all the girls on our roster are just amazing, amazing young women. Not only are they tremendous on the field as athletes and competitors, but they're great people. They're great role models. They're a lot of fun to work with, and they just bring that passion of the sport on the field, and I think our fans have grown to appreciate that. But, we want to work hard. We don't want to ever be outworked. So we train hard. We try and control all the things that we have control over, and that's something that we preach, is that we want to outwork, outplay, show our love for the game, our love for each other as team, and create something special out there on the field.
Including exhibition broadcasts, at least 18 of the next of the 21 scheduled matches will air on ESPN 960. In addition to live streams and on BYUCougars.com. So, Jen Rockwood, Greg Rebell's in studio. Also, Elena. I keep on looking at the name, and then I'm like, it's not Elena, it's Elena. Elena. I'll get it down. Elena Medeiros on here with us, Cougar Sports ESPN 960. How did the schedule come about? I'm sure there was a lot of hard work involved in this and in getting the strength of schedule up from maybe past years. West Coast Conference, obviously a formidable conference, very as Greg pointed out, very successful in that conference. But U of A, Cal, Stanford, facing Colorado again. We'll talk about that in a moment, Ms. Medeiros. Nebraska, Utah, Utah State, UNLV, the list goes on.
Oregon State, they're playing half the Pac-12 this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's something we've taken a lot of pride in, especially these last 10 years or so, is to play a nationally competitive schedule. You know, one thing that propelled us in 2012 was our big win versus Penn State, our big win against Texas, and we've been able to compete very well against some of those national elite programs, and that's just something we want to continue. We knew this year that we'd have a little bit more experience, and even carrying over into 2016, we have a very exciting schedule in place for 2016 as well. But, you know, we always have high expectations. You never know how good you can be until you go out and play the best, right, the teams that have been successful. And to go against a Stanford who won the national championship in 2011, has been to the Final Four many times, finished fourth in the country last year, teams like Cal, ranked teams, it can only help us see how good we can be. And then obviously prepare us for the West Coast Conference, which is a very difficult conference. You know, Portland, Santa Clara, between the two programs, have been to a Final Four 16 times in their history and have won three national championships. So the fact that we've been able to step into this great new conference and be successful, our girls want to compete. They want to compete against the best and see how we can do.
Elena, why in the world would you want to play Colorado again? Is there a particular situation that happened in that game that what's up?
Out of the tournament, and I ask any of our teammates, we still have a bitter taste in our mouth, and we're so anxious and ready to play them again on our home field.
I love it. Yeah, and you guys are going to have an opportunity to play them. It looks like what is it? The sixth game. Or
first
home game. So fifth game of the season, 7 p.m. kickoff. Do they have returners coming back? What's their roster looking like?
Yeah, I mean, they've been a very good team, and in the last couple of years, they've seemed to get a lot of transfers. You know, Colorado youth soccer is tremendous. A lot of those kids have gone out into some bigger programs. The coach there has done a fantastic job, and a lot of them have now transferred back. Couple Santa Clara, Portland transfers, Florida State transfers. So, you know, they've got a lot coming back. They had a great year last year. You know, the Pac-12 last year was the strongest conference in women's soccer, with UCLA and Stanford and Cal doing as well as they did. And so, you know, we're anxious. We're anxious to get after them. A great program. They've caught us the last 2 years. 2 years ago, they beat us at Florida State in the second round of the tournament, and then last year at their place. So, you know, certainly not the only important game on our schedule. They're equally as important, but certainly one that, you know, we'll look forward to.
The broadcaster's there. The schedule is there. I think the talent's there. And I think that, you know, as fans conglomerate, go to the field, they tend to like certain players, right? They're coming to see that talent showcase itself. Break down this talent. Who's going to step up this year and kind of be that that crowd pleaser? And it might be the entire team. I'm not sure, but are there particular players out there that we should watch for?
Yeah, I mean, we've been so fortunate over the years to have an amazing fan base. It's one of the most electric places in the country to play, and we get that told to us over and over as teams come in and play us. But we also told the girls, they don't put quality soccer, they don't score goals, and they don't find ways to get results, you know, those fans aren't going to keep coming back. But they've done a tremendous job. We've got a lot of talent returning. As Elena mentioned, last year we were very young. We had graduated some amazing classes in 2012 and 2013, and so we're a little inexperienced. It took us a little ways to figure things out, but then we really turned it on towards the end of the season. We're obviously led by All-American Ashley Hatch, who was phenomenal last year, made tremendous progress from her freshman year to her sophomore year, and I only see her getting better and better. One of the things we've talked to is we can't just rely on one main goal scorer. We've got people on our team who can score, like Ashley. Elena's certainly one of them, one of the quickest, most technical players I've ever coached, and Elena had a breakout season last year. I think we'll see her involved a lot in the scoring line. We got Michelle Murphy, who as a freshman was the WCC Freshman Player of the Year, tore an ACL and then kind of find her way back and was very dominant towards the end of the season. I think we'll see her being able to put some balls in the back of the net for us as well. We had two young freshmen last year who got some good experience, Nadia mm-hmm. And
Maddie Lyons.
Thank you. Maddie, sorry about that, Maddie.
It's okay. We're on air. I forget things all the time on air. Trust me.
But Maddie Lyons as well. And they had great springs. Tremendous progress for those two who got a lot of great experience in our 8 spring games that we played. So we have a lot of firepower. We had a great performance by a busy who played for us. Almost, I think she started every game for us as a freshman last year. We also are led by Taylor Isom, who played in the back for us after recovering from 2 ACLs. She had to sit her first 2 years out and stepped on the field last year and was a dominant presence for us in the back. So we've got a lot of talent. We could go through every position, but I'm really excited about it. We'll get Paige Hunt back, who was a first-team all-conference player for us and went on her mission. She's still serving right now in Indiana, and she'll be returning the 1st of July, so we hope to get her back on the field as soon as possible.
The more popular you guys become, it's definitely a blessing, but there's also some hard things I think to deal with. Everybody, all these young ladies that play tremendous soccer, not only here in the state of Utah, I hear it all the time, like, oh man, I just, you know, this to be a part of that BYU soccer program would be a dream come true for some of these dads, these moms. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Greg about this. It's becoming more and more. I mean, it's great that you have so much talent to choose from, mm-hmm. but probably more and more difficult to recruit exactly what you want and what's going to be most successful in order to compete against the elite that you've scheduled.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have tremendous athletes, and you got to have the talent, you got to have the athleticism, you have to have the work rate component, you have to have that competitive nature, and I think the group that we have right now does that. We've got recruiting has been gone very well for us. We couldn't be more excited for our new incoming freshmen. We only have a few because we didn't think we needed too many. And then come to find out, we have 5 girls left on the mission. So our roster will be a little smaller than we had
You're
originally
anticipated. You're having to deal with the mission
anticipated.
Thing, huh?
We will have 7
It's a new
kids.
Thing, really, it is, with the age change.
This is a brand new thing for us. So we didn't see that coming. But I think it'll all work out. So we're set for the future. 2016, 2017 is all in place, and we're ready to go. So there's a lot of great players out there, not just the current roster, but our future kids out there. They know who they are, and we're excited for them. The future looks great.
A player, I'm not sure if Jen mentioned her or not, but with all the returners back, there's a player who has experience who's actually not a returner, and that's Rachel Boaz, who has had D1 experience elsewhere. That's a welcome addition to your program right now, too.
Absolutely. A transfer from San Diego State. They were top 10 program her junior or sophomore year when she played and had great success there, an all-region type player, and she went on a mission, decided to come back to BYU. So we've had her in training since January, and along with Hannah Clark and an incoming freshman, we're going to be really solid in the goal. So really excited about that because we typically have tremendous goalkeeping in goal, and we've been spoiled over the last 15 years with some awesome goalkeepers. So I think that trend will continue.
Greg, what can we expect from the voice of the Cougars on these broadcasts? I got to know, man. I've listened to a few of the games last year. Anything that is going to be different about the broadcast this year? Anything you're going to add to it?
Well, I get comments relative to my football and basketball broadcasts along the lines of, you sure get excited. And
well, we heard the sounder coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're given the goal, I mean, I thought you were very enthusiastic.
So it was kind of more of the same when I hit the soccer headset last year, and it's all from the heart. It's all genuine. You know, BYU's still my school. I went to school there. Coach Tarakwa talks about her entire staff having been, you know, players there, and I didn't play, but it's, you know, the place I went to school, and so there's that heartfelt passion. And my first year doing soccer, but once I got into the, you know, into the flow, it felt like any other game I've called. When a good thing happens. The listeners know how I feel about it, and we got some great goals to call last year, and I want to give credit to my partners, Hugh Van Wagenen and Colette Smith. They're both back this year. Yes. You'll probably see Hugh doing most of the home games with me and Colette most of the away games. Colette was a great player for Coach Rockwood. Mm-hmm. Hugh was a men's player and men's assistant coach, and so they're knowledgeable, and they helped me get my feet wet and kind of saved me on a few occasions last year. But, you know, all these years before last year, I'd never called soccer till last year, but for the previous decade or so, I'd really been into soccer. I think my first trips to England in the 90s kind of got me, I kind of caught the bug a little bit. And then, you know, when I came back, I'd research as much as I can, and I'd watch as much as I can. I thought, man, I hope all this soccer knowledge isn't for naught. I don't call soccer matches, but then this opportunity came along. I said, finally, a chance to put all this, you know, knowledge to hopefully, you know, good use. And again, calling a soccer match is different from a basketball game or a football game. But you know, at least the vernacular was familiar to me, and the pace and the rhythm was familiar. It was just a matter of sharpening my skills and getting better as I went along. And so I think as the team improved, I hope I did too as the season went along. And I can't wait to get back and do it again. But I love the sport, and working with Jen's team is a real pleasure, a professional shot in the arm, if you will, to have a new kind of chemistry and a new way of being around a different kind of team. And they made it really easy for me. I mean, full credit to Jen, her staff, and players for kind of taking me under their wings last year and kind of, you know, showing me the ropes a little bit. And I had a blast last year, and I look for even more fun this year.
I can't wait, because this schedule is awesome. You know, and I just want to say that, I mean, you guys deserve this. I mean, with the way that you guys have been able to play in the last 21 seasons, as you as the head coach, 16 appearances in the tournament, I think that is a stat that not many people knew about. Obviously, they've seen the consistency the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. It's become very popular. It really has. Mm-hmm. And you can see it with, perennially top five in attendance. Yeah.
Nationally. I mean, Portland's going to be right up there. BYU and the WCC does. I mean, they represent at the top of the nation's best when it comes to draws. Like, who comes to see their matches? BYU and Portland are two WCC programs that kind of show the nation how it's done. And Coach Rockwood has seen these South Field numbers over the last year. I mean, you know, 25,000-plus fans. You know, over the last four seasons, 25 to 40, 50,000 people a year are coming to see, you know, BYU women's soccer. Last year alone, you know, they had one of the top 10 attendance numbers. The Baylor match was, I think, eighth most attended at BYU. You're going to see these kind of numbers year to year. People know it's a destination right now on campus.
U of A, Cal, Stanford, Colorado first home game, Nebraska. You mentioned Oregon State, Utah State, UNLV. This is a stacked schedule, and on top of that, you got the West Coast Conference
Absolutely.
Schedule, which is one of the best conferences in the nation. 18 of the 21 games will be broadcasted on our airwaves here on ESPN 960 Sports by the voice of the Cougars, the Canuck, the professional on the Cougar IMG Sports Network. And Jen, we're excited for the season. We can't wait to also hear about, there might be a coaches show. Maybe once every 2 weeks or so, broadcasted live here from our studios at Thanksgiving Point.
Yeah, I think you'll hopefully have Coach Rockwood and myself making regular appearances during the season, bringing a player along as well, and just kind of keep the conversation going as the season goes along. So, again, the day and the dates will be determined, but I think look for regular appearances with Coach Rockwood, myself, and again, BYU players. So I'll introduce them to the audience and keep this thing going throughout the season.
Elena, tell us something that we don't know about you that maybe the Cougar fans need to know about you.
That they don't know about me.
What's your favorite food, Elena?
In all honesty, rice.
Rice?
Yes.
Hawaiian. I mean, just gotta have the rice.
Gotta have the rice. Love it. Love it. Well, we can't wait to be a part of those coaches' shows and to get to know the players a little bit better. Because I think when, like I mentioned, you know, you have the platform, the broadcaster, you have this awesome team, you have the talent. We want to get to know the talent much, much better. And I think that'll draw more fans to South Field.
I'm sure you'll get to know them better, and I think the numbers will be big again. And again, with the schedule they've put together, there are a lot of national names and a lot of good reasons to come out South Field and enjoy a great season, which hopefully ends in a four-peat with another WCC championship. They've gone back-to-back-to-back. They're looking for four in a row, and it gets in the first regular season match will be 3 months from today. August 21st, we haven't noted it, but it's from Hawaii. The first two games they'll play, Cal and Stanford, are part of a tournament, not tournament, but a two-game deal that you've got set up in Honolulu, right, Jen?
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, we've been out to Hawaii before, and as soon as we heard that Stanford and Cal were out there, we were all in, an opportunity to play those two teams on a neutral site instead of at their home place. You know, that's exciting for us. So we have a lot of work ahead of us, but again, appreciate, you know, what you guys are doing to get women's college soccer out there. It's an up-and-coming sport, and I think BYU and everyone involved is kind of leading the way with the fans, getting to know our players. The exposure that we're getting is amazing.
Well, Greg, appreciate you coming in. Jen, thank you so much. Elena Medeiros, thank you so much, and thank you for your patience with me pronunciating your name. We can't wait for a lot of wins and a lot of goals being called from Greg Wrubell.